The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. And they are Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas Carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation. Hello everybody and welcome back to the one and only the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the original and the best, no imposters here. I am your host, Super Marcy, and we are on episode 67. So we have come a long way over the past couple of years with this show that we are almost at episode 69, and you know that's going to be a sexy one. However, today we are not here to be sexy. We are all about the giant monsters, and I will reveal all of that shortly. But first, I will introduce my regular two co-hosts, which makes us the number one Tubi-related podcast, hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. Please welcome, he is the terrible Australian, maybe, Mr. Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How are you doing today?
Thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Doing all right, Bede. Doing all right. Very excited for today's movie and all the awesome stuff we have to discuss today.
Indeed, indeed. That's the thing, though, Marcy. I don't know how we can top last week's episode because we had the biggest guest we ever had in the history of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. However, though, I think the movie that won the poll today might be able to do that because he's just as big as Lloyd Kaufman. And when I mean big, I mean at least a couple stories higher than Lloyd Kaufman in real life.
That is very, very true. And we'll get to that momentarily. And please welcome our Canadian brother. He is a professor of everything. Please welcome Professor Bad.
I'm fired up, peeps.
So am I. Not going to lie.
So we got to talk about this. Yes, we are the OGs, the often imitated, never duplicated 2B Tuesday podcast. We've been doing this for close to 2 years now. Now, there may be some imposters on YouTube calling themselves 2B Tuesday, but we are the OGs.
We are the OGs. Exactly. We existed before all these imposters. So remember...
Gamera even agrees with you.
Yeah, he's nodding.
Nodding like, in the back.
He is, yeah. He totally agrees. And that'll totally segue into our film for today. So this week, we went back to the Patreons with my choice of four films that our Patreons could choose from in a poll. And my theme, because I just decided to go with the theme, was giant monster movies. And the choices were The Snow Creature, King of the Lost World, Gorgo, and the winner of the poll, Gamera, the giant monster. So yes, finally, finally, the 2B Tuesdays podcast is doing a giant monster movie.
Kaiju.
And not, indeed, and not, it is our first giant monster slash kaiju movie for the show. And we're starting it off with one of the biggest ones of them all, Gamera, who's just as popular as all the big main ones like Godzilla and Mothra and all the rest.
Yes, I love Gamera. He's very adorable. He's a very cute little big monster.
He's a cute little turtle.
He's very cute. And if you subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, you get the full video versions of every episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. Unless we've had technical difficulties and we can't do that, but you still get early access anyway. So as we move on from Trauma Month, which was very epic, and we did have Lloyd Kaufman on the show last week. So before we get into it, Bede, we got some feedback and we're going to read all that out and give some shout outs. So take it away.
Nice.
Indeed. We have quite a lot of shout outs and messages since our last episode. And I got to start off with the very big one.
That hold on, before we do that, we got a jingle for it.
Shout outs!
That's it.
Love it. Well, first up, we're going to have to start with the biggest one of all. Lloyd Kaufman himself tweeted our podcast and said, so brilliant, and sort of shared the episode on his official Twitter page. And also our good friends over at the Bricked Pit podcast also left a message saying, cool to see our friends scoring a great guest and getting the recognition they deserve.
Oh, thank you.
Also, we have feedback over on the official on Facebook, because we shared our latest episode over there as well. And we had a bit of feedback there too. And the first one being Pat Papandrea, who might be related to someone on this podcast. I'm not exactly sure.
Allegedly. It's very allegedly, I think.
Well, responded to you because you wrote to Pat saying, it is a Cannibal the Musical, but I think this is pretty awesome. And Pat says, it is very awesome. Love it. And also, we also have our good friend, Tim Davis, who has also been a guest on this very show from Horror for Dummies. He left us a message saying, wow, that's awesome.
Thank you.
We also have some other messages as well that have been sent to us via DMs as well, which I will read out here. The first one being from our good friend Tony Meekus, who is the host of both the Imprint and Indicator Casts, and he says, I'm loving the episode. Lloyd Kaufman seems like an awesome guy to talk to. Well done. And also the hosts of the Trash Panda podcast, who were guested on our Class of Nukem High episode, have said, this episode is fucking amazing. Lloyd Kaufman, really? To do one of the greatest movies of all time, let's go.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. However, we have a new review on iTunes, on our official To Be Tuesday podcast iTunes feed. Mm. And it is from our good friend, Simon Blackburn, who hosts the podcast Take My Tone. And he says, easily the most dedicated podcast to Tubi content. A great service made even better by a great podcast.
Excellent. Thank you, everybody, for your lovely feedback, lovely words. And yes, give us feedback and we'll read it out and give you a shout out on the show. So, you know, send it into iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever the fuck we are. Go do it.
Indeed. You were told. I forgot to mention, Simon gave us a 5-star rating.
Oh, well, of course.
On Apple Podcasts.
All right.
I'd like to give some feedback.
Do we really?
Oh, you're not getting any. What is your feedback, Craven?
This show fucking rocks, man. I mean, you guys, the show booms on this show. That's awesome.
That's why Craven loves this show. There's lots of boobies.
Although I have to say, I don't know if Craven's going to like this episode, because I'm pretty sure Gabra doesn't have any boobs in it, but we shall see.
Don't be surprised, man.
I think Craven's going to love episode 69.
Anybody? Oh, that's going to be a very sexy episode. And anybody, these imposter shows can call themselves Stupid Tuesday Kids Suck. Whoa.
Craven.
Craven's become
down.
Our bodyguard now. Jeez. Well.
Indeed.
How did he beep himself?
I don't know. That's what I wanted. I don't know. Amazing.
I don't know. But I guess we could get straight to the movie.
Yes, we've had a lot of things to cover.
Yes, for our Patreon poll pick, which of course is Gamera the Giant Monster. And for all those out there who've listened to this show before, I will be watching the film from Tubi. So whenever I'll count us down from 5, and then when I say go, we play the movie. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So whenever an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad. And that way you can pause the film. And then when the ad is finished, we'll let you know and you can restart the film. But we'll also make sure to give timestamps as well.
Yes.
So that way you can still be in sync with us.
Yes.
But anyways, we'll get straight to it. Guys, are you ready for some kaiju action with Gamera the giant monster?
Fuck yeah.
I want to see a guy in a rubber suit smashing buildings.
Yeah, boy.
Woo! Let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And I was
gonna... Also, I should state, I don't have fried chicken tonight. I do have toast because I am a little bit late with my breakfast this morning. So if you hear any crunching sounds,
we'll pretend
it's not Gamera.
We'll pretend it's fried chicken.
Oh, look at those! Look at those planes on strings.
You can see the strings. I'm pretty sure. And yes, you can
pull the strings.
Pull the strings. You can also just listen to this podcast without watching the movie and just be entertained by our awesomeness.
And our nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, I completely forgot to mention that before, so please forgive me.
You're never forgiven, but that's okay. So,
Tubi Tuesday podcast, now with 30% more nonsense.
Grandfather, that's not Bruce Dern. Who is that?
They call that a blue screen.
This is slightly, probably very racially insensitive, but... What can you do if this was the 1950s or 60s?
I think it might have been... we should have checked this before.
Yeah, I completely forgot, to be fair.
To be fair.
Thank you.
To be fair.
See, it doesn't feel right. Every time I say to be fair in real life, I expect someone else to repeat it in a more fancy way. And it's just... It's sad when they don't.
Damn you later, Kenny.
Oh, look, it's Titanic 3.
I think that's 4.
So
they scaled it down because they ran out of money.
So for some reason, I think these scientists or something are in the, like, Arctic, North Arctic or something. Mm-hmm. They saw some Inuit people, but called them...
They're looking...
the wrong thing.
They're looking for the Savage Land.
Mm. They're looking for Kraven, and I think this is how they actually found Gamera. This movie is actually a rare one that's not even spoken in English, so we actually legit need subtitles.
Well, that's the thing I'm actually kind of surprised about this, because usually with giant monster movies, they always put, like, on any streaming service the dub version, which, you know, is always a lot of fun listening to the dub, but I'm actually surprised it's in its original Japanese language in this version.
Mm. And this looks like it's, like, been restored, too. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, actually...
Oh, yeah, it would have been...
You go, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Arrow Video, who really released all the Gamera films on Blu-ray in a big, massive box set, did, that. I mean, I think the studio that produced the films did the restorations themselves, but, yeah, so pretty much, yeah, these are all cleaned up new versions of all the Gamera films.
Yeah, and Tubi has all of them available, at least for Tubi Australia, so... just more fantastic goodness from Tubi, and we have been championing TubiTV.com for 2 years now, and
yes.
You know, we love you, Tubi. Contact us.
Exactly.
And we don't get subtitles when they're speaking in English.
Although I'm a little bit sad by that, because every time I watch a giant monster movie that's done in Japanese, they always dub the English actors in
yes.
You know, to make them sound Japanese, which always I find hilarious.
Yeah, but they're actually just speaking English and we don't get any subtitles.
Yeah, I know.
So there's something going on with, like, planes on strings.
Pull the strings.
Pull the strings.
See, it's all Bela Lugosi, dabbit.
Are these planes or UFOs? I can't tell the difference.
So this isn't the new Top Gun movie?
I thought it was. Damn it. Isn't that Maverick?
This was the pre... this is the prequel.
Isn't that Top Gun?
Hey, that fighter plane shit itself. It's shooting out missiles from its ass.
Those missiles are very...
Those those ass missiles are worth $5 million each.
I think Elon Musk was trying to buy them.
Indeed.
Oh no, it's crashing into the ice. And it blew up. Oh, okay.
Don't go over there, that's where the... Don't go over there, that's where the thing is set.
So a massive thing with the like giant monster movies was about like nuclear weapons and all this kind of stuff.
Mm.
So it was definitely like, you know, it had that commentary about it.
But oh yeah, for
then
sure.
Then these just became way too much fun and no one gave a shit anymore. Oh, here yeah, he comes, basically... here he comes. It's going to be Gamora. I'm so excited.
They still do to a point.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Shh, I want to see Gamora. I'm very excited.
Let off some steam, iceberg.
Chill out.
Chill out.
It's on Gamora. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He should play Gamora. Oh, look at
him. Yeah! Woo! It's Gamora. Oh,
look at Hi, guys. It's me, Gamora.
Look how cute he is. I want my
own giant big letters.
I'm this many.
I want Gamora.
He was just born too.
Oh, look at him. He's so cute.
I want He's like Freddy.
I want my very
Why is my Gamora. Why is my Gamora voice a cross between Louis Lasser and Craven?
I don't know.
I was going to say, I thought it sounded a bit like Sylvester Stallone for a second.
It's me. It's Gamora. I'm like 10 years old.
And this is why, folks, recording the To Be Tuesdays podcast is the highlight of my week.
Exactly.
Look how cute Look Gamora at that is. Sorry, I'm just going to
I always love like
on about how cute he is, yeah. Sorry.
I always like how you stated this before, Marcy, with all Aww. These giant monster slash kaiju films.
Look at its feet.
They always start off being very serious. Like the original Godzilla Gojira, like very serious in terms of how they approach the story. But as the sequels go along, they become progressively sillier and sillier to the point where Gamera becomes a friend to all children.
Well, someone's got to protect the kids from all the...
Is he not already now?
No.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know if he does become the protector of all children of this
He just wants
movie.
To look very
cute. Because this is my first time watching a Gamera film after being kind of obsessed with him for a billion years.
Yeah, I know. I've been obsessed with Gamera, and this is the first time I've watched a Gamera movie.
Oh, ad.
And as usual, we're 7 minutes, 11 seconds into the movie, and we get an ad for a car.
Yes.
If anything was asking for a Wild Secrets ad, it's Gamera.
It is. It's a short ad. We're back, 11, 12.
Because he is the sexiest of the kaiju.
He is.
Exactly.
He is. Gamera's my favorite.
Gamera totally fucks.
Exactly. I mean, there was a reason why in one of the movies he, like, spins around on a stripper pole.
Yeah, I mean, how else does he make money?
That's how he peacocks.
Yes. All right, so I've checked the year. The film is from 1965.
Yeah, I thought it was something like that.
And I'm going to look. Does anyone know where Bruce Dern is? I mean, sorry. Sorry, I fucked up that joke. It's meant to be Bruce Davis and not Bruce Dern.
Bruce Dern.
That's the second time you fucked up that joke.
Oh, it's Inuit Danny Trejo.
Oh, dear.
Looks like Danny Trejo.
It does, kind of. I really don't know what's going on. I'm obsessed with Gamera. I've not really seen a Gamera movie properly.
Machete is in the Arctic.
Yes.
Yes.
This was Machete. Well, Machete goes Arctic with Gamera.
Okay, guys, so as we like to do on this show, we like to link each movie to the previous movie that we watched. So how does Gamera link to Romeo and Juliet?
Oh, that is a good question, because all the Troma movies are... Like, all the Troma movies are... Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
In our Tubi cinematic universe that we make.
Yeah, well, all the Troma movies are, like, in their own... Like, are all linked to each other anyway, so that makes that easier.
Mm.
I'm not sure how we can link this film back to Romeo and Juliet. We might have to keep watching and find something that can easily link this film back to Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that, the penis monster in Romeo and Juliet is a distant relative of Gamera.
Okay, that's a good one.
See? Easy.
So
wasn't the penis monster, and I hate to ruin this, wasn't that more of a dream sequence?
Yeah, but it was actually real. You just didn't realize.
And the penis monster has appeared in other Troma films too.
Yes.
Ah, that is a good point.
So the second question is, how does Gamera fit into the LA Wars, which is the overarching storyline?
Well, I think they actually needed to call on Gamera to try and end the LA Wars.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly. Although I got to say, though, I think Gamera needs like a
sided SOS. I love it.
Quick, someone called the Ninja Turtles. We need help.
Oh my god, look how cute he is.
Look at his teeth.
Look at him. He's so cute. I want my own giant Gamera.
And somehow, like all the other movies, even though I haven't seen it, but I'm basing this on GIFs and pictures and all that, he seems to get cuter and cuter as the series goes on.
He does. I mean, you look at the GIF playing on my video background. He's adorable. Look at him. He's like, I'm going to knock over the ship and breathe fire.
Playtime.
Rawr.
You all looked like you were pretty cold, so I was going to warm up your boat.
I think I like the addition of Gamera to the cast of characters on this show.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty huge. I mean, I'm just a giant turtle.
Well, according to trivia, Gamera the Giant Monster was actually the last kaiju film to be shot in black and white.
Actually, B...
And all the other ones after that.
Yeah, they're all in color. Sorry, I was going to ask, B, you watched all the Godzilla films like 10 years ago or something. Because you did... you did the video series, the Godzilla Diaries. So...
Yes.
Which Godzilla film would you say was the most, like, silliest?
Oh, that is a very, very good point.
Oh, we're at New York. New York!
New York!
There's a giant fucking turtle coming in fucking the Antarctic.
There's a giant turtle.
I mean, we already deal with... I know here in New York, we already deal with like four smaller humanoid turtles, but this is way too big even for us.
And we didn't like that attack of the Godzilla back in 98. I don't know what accent I'm doing. I'm sorry.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're from New York. What are you talking about?
I'm walking here.
I'm still thinking. I got to look at all the Godzilla films and then
or a turtle.
Sort of narrow it down.
Known yes. as Gamera.
Gamera.
Oh, so this stone thing tells you that Gamera was trapped in the glaciers. And he was hibernating.
Interesting. But that's like every giant monster, though. Some of the giant monster movies I have seen, it always starts off with the monster being trapped in some kind of glacier, and then something happens, and then it, like, is released. Like, I watched for my 31 Days of Horror last year, a film called The Beast from 1,000 Phantoms. That movie has the exact same kind of setup as this movie. And I believe that one actually kind of just predated Godzilla, I think, the original one, as well.
Mm.
But to answer your question, Marcy, which is the silliest Godzilla film I have seen...
Adzuki!
Yeah, I was going to say, probably... Let me see, because I'm looking at the list right now. Probably All Monsters Attack? Which is basically like a very kid version of Godzilla. And it just mainly has like his son, Miller, the Godzilla's child as the main protagonist of that movie. And about at least 80% of that movie is flashbacks to other movies.
So is Godzuki a different character or just another name for Miller?
Yeah, Godzuki's a very different character, so... He only existed in the animated Godzilla series.
Okay.
Oh, there's a UFO.
Oh, look, a UFO.
Or something. I don't know.
Oh, it is. Oh no, the aliens are announcing Plan 9 from outer space.
I think that's meant to be Gamera. Shell. He's flying around in his shell.
I wish I could fly around in my shell.
I wish I had a shell so I could just go hide from everybody.
See, he can fly and hide at the same time.
No, Gamera is sick. Like, why? Where is our big Hollywood blockbuster Gamera movie?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of surprised given, like, a lot of, you know, the Japanese, like, did a new version of Godzilla with Shin Godzilla, along with the new American one that came out a few years ago. And they've done some other ones since, but I'm kind of surprised they haven't, like, started up Gamera. Yeah, like, I know there was Gamera.
They rebooted Mothra, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they rebooted Mothra. But yeah, they haven't done... I mean, I know Gamera is owned by a completely different studio compared to
Yeah, I was going to say, Godzilla, could it be the rights, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Could be something to do with that.
Well, yeah, I think that might be it. Because, like I said, Godzilla, the whole Godzilla franchise is owned by Toho Films. Can't remember who owns Gamera, but I know it's a different film studio, though. That's why, like, yeah, Godzilla kind of in out his film series, like, teamed up or bought other monsters from other films, but not Gamera, because he was owned by a different studio.
They wanted to capitalize on the kaiju phenomenon and made the best one.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think you could do a Gamera.
We're hedging our bets to Gamera, are we?
Yes. I don't know, like, how you could really do a really good Gamera reboot or, you know, Hollywood blockbuster, but I'm down. I want one.
Yes. Anything can find a way.
I have no idea what's going on in this plot. I'm just waiting for Gamera to show up.
People are probably going to yell at us at home. It's like, watch the movie, you know the plot. But it's like, that's the whole point of this show, is watching and then...
Not knowing what the plot is.
We make our own plots on the show. Other Tubi Tuesday movies, we talk about the actual movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're the fun show.
Yeah, we actually have fun. We have no idea what's going on, and we prefer it that way.
So the most recent Gamera movie was Gamera the Brave in 2006.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was probably around the 2000s or something. This movie has a severe lack of Gamera right now. I'm very sad.
It's spending a lot of time with these human characters. We want Gamera, dammit.
I suppose they got to establish the story. Like, he's the legend of Gamera. Like, here are some drawings of Gamera.
We haven't seen any destruction yet.
That is true, yes.
I'm just sad this isn't where he does pole dancing.
That was later on down the track.
Yeah, I know.
He was known as Gamera Malone.
Gamera Malone. See, I really went against the grain with what we normally do on this podcast. For the poll, I decided to pick the first Gamera movie instead of like the 10th or something.
Yeah, we never start with the first movie. What's up with that?
Yeah, I know. That is true. I changed the game, people. I changed the game. Oh, it's a little turtle.
Oh no, they're gonna eat the little turtle.
I don't know, I'm scared. Looks like they're eating little octopus or something.
Do you realize how many Japanese people Gamera could feed?
Yeah, Gamera, there's a lot of meat on him.
Yeah, well, I mean, Gamera could easily end world hunger with the amount of meat that's on him.
What was that movie we watched a few years ago that was part of, I think, when we covered Fantasia Fest? Like, it was a modern kaiju movie that we didn't really think much of, but they actually put in sort of like using the kaiju meat to feed people.
Oh, Monster Seafood Wars.
That's the one. It's just a shame that movie wasn't better because it had a pretty decent concept.
Exactly. Now, outside, you gotta let that turtle go so it can grow up to become a ninja.
Is this the origin story of Raphael?
Exactly.
Daddy, why are we in a black and white movie? Why is everything black and white? It's actually the unknown fifth turtle, Billy.
Billy? Yeah, Pete almost did a spit take.
You almost got me, Batch.
With the drink spilling down your chin, I'd say he did.
I think
no, it almost did. It didn't go down my chin, but lies. It almost did.
That's what she said.
What? Actually, speaking of Gabra, remember, Marcy, during the many times we were in lockdown, mm-hmm. we would play this game called What the Dub, and they used a ton of Gabra clips in that game.
Yeah, no, it was our usual words with sub the
title.
Oh,
usual words, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we would sit there hoping for a Gamera clip and get really excited when there was one. So did they make that kid, like, give back his turtle?
Yep.
Yeah, to the ocean.
Well, that's just rude. Meanwhile, he's like, wait, what's this?
How can he not hear a giant monster come up behind him?
I know!
I heard you got to get rid of your turtle and you're very sad. I'll be your friend. I'm Gamera.
This is where he becomes a friend for all children.
Unless he eats him.
What?
No truth to the rumor that it's Louis Lasser in the suit as Gamera.
Hello, everyone. This is Louis Lasser. Did somebody say my name?
No.
No, Louis. Your husband.
Okay, well, I might as well. I'll go back into my wine cell. I'll be back whenever my name is mentioned.
No, like no, Louis, since you're here, what do you think of giant kaiju movies?
Oh, honey, I love giant kaiju movies. First of all, one of the things I really like about them, especially my son Terry, because for some bizarre reason, Terry really gets turned on by the fact that these giant monsters go around, smash cities, and kill everyone. I don't know why he enjoys that part of them, but, you know, it's very weird. But for me, though, I love that Gamera. He is so adorable. I mean, look at his teeth. They're so cute. And also, like, he is the type of giant turtle I would not turn my vacuum cleaner on around because I don't want to scare him.
Now, how come you never start in a kaiju movie? I could see like a giant Louise Lasser fighting a kaiju with a giant rotary phone and a vacuum.
Well, that's the reason why I've never been cast, because if I played the actual kaiju monster, I would be doing that. I'd just be going around Tokyo City vacuuming everything and everyone, and then I would also give pumpkin pie out for everyone and sit in front of everyone's refrigerators with my rotary phone.
But
that's the thing, though. If you're a giant monster, you would need a very big rotary phone, and unfortunately, there's none that's created at the moment.
See, I don't think you'd be as good as Gamera, because Gamera actually just saved this kid. You would probably accuse the kid of framing your son, Terry.
Well, it's not my fault that my son, Todd, who is in the psych ward for pretending to be Mothra, is going around doing all this stuff. But, you know, my favorite kaiju, of course, is Godzuki. I don't know why they didn't bring him in live action. He was so adorable. Everyone hated him. I loved him because he looked like a small miniature Godzilla you could put in your handbag.
Ad!
And you got an ad.
We're at 22:47.
Well, anyways, I gotta get going. I got some more wine that needs to be drunk and more refrigerators that need to be opened, so I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Go pour yourself a mega pint of wine, Louise.
And that's how, you know, 30 episodes later, we still have reoccurring characters on this show. We are
exactly
consistent.
Exactly.
Consistency people.
Exactly. Right, and we're back at 22:50.
There we go.
These ads are efficient.
These are quick ads, and I'm still sad we're not getting the Wild Secrets ads.
Although that'd be hilarious if we
It'd
got
be really
a Wild Secrets ad.
We did get them for Troma Month, and we did get to introduce our guests to Wild Secrets during that month. And we got a rotary phone, maybe?
Get yourself an official Gamera fleshlight.
Ew. Well, I saw the other day they made a flashlight of the monster from the first season of Stranger Things, and I'm like, no!
I did see that. I saw that on Twitter.
That's hot. I would actually use that.
Craven, yes, you would, we don't Craven. Need to know that.
Too much info, Craven.
Craven, go back to the Savage Land.
Excuse me, giant monster, if you're out there, could you get me my little turtle back?
So, Bede, you're actually correct. This is how he becomes a friend to the children, because he saved this kid.
That is true. So, basically, they started this whole thread of him being a friend to all children in the very first film. It wasn't something they added in later as the series went on.
Did he hide his turtle under rocks? Like, it's not going to survive in there, kid. I don't know why Gamera saved you, if that's how you look after animals, dude. What's its name?
And the turtle's name is Pee-wee.
Oh, it's Pee-wee. Oh, I didn't even read the subtitle.
I thought his name was Pee-wee.
Well, he is a little Pee-wee.
Francis!
Oh, God. You're laughing at your own joke. You break yourself with your own joke.
I think it was more the fact he caught me out of laughing at my own joke.
Oh, wait, he thinks Pee-wee is Gamera.
So that's what he's thinking. He thinks his pet turtle is Gabra. That's probably why he forms a relationship.
My name is Pee-wee. Don't tell anyone. Everyone calls me Gamera, but my real name's Pee-wee.
My new favorite character on the show.
Now listen, I don't want pictures of Gamera. I want pictures of Spider-Man.
It is Japanese G. Jonah Jameson.
It is. Top 4D for that.
Now I can't unsee it now.
I know.
Well, add another J to the JJJ. It's Japanese J. Jonah Jameson.
What I love that we're doing this film for the show is, and we've already stated this before, is two things. Number one, it's our first foreign film we've done for this show that uses its original language rather than a dubbed version. And also, it's our first black and white film for this show as well.
And of course, our movie before.
Yeah, no, okay. This is our first.
No, we haven't.
Sick, fucking.
And also,
good.
It's also our first foreign film that doesn't have scenes of cannibalism. Bede.
Yet we haven't. That is the key word. Yet.
I don't think we're getting. Let's just hope
that poor Gamera doesn't end up starring in Cannibal Holocaust.
Ooh, I mean, considering they kill turtles in Cannibal Holocaust, I don't...
Turtle soup!
I don't want him to go there, no. Mm-mm.
See, I may be a bastard, but I would never subject us to that movie on this show.
I mean, I would, but that's neither here nor
there. That's
beside
the point.
Yeah. I mean, I was totally going to subject us to Faces of Death, but...
No. Well, I was looking for Faces of Death on Tubi the other day, and they took it off. And I was going to add that for my Jutesploitation list.
Yeah, so I was very upset. You don't want to watch that. Add one of the ones on my list, because I've got the best Jutesploitation list.
I'm not going to say if anyone who's listening to the show follows me and Marcy is watching us as we do Jutesploitation this month, but we're basically using Jutesploitation as a way to find future movies for this show.
Yeah, and like half the shit I'm going to be watching isn't even on Tubi, so I'll be keeping an eye out or requesting it gets added to Tubi.
Exactly. Where are my pictures of Spider-Man, dammit?
No, he wants pictures of Gamera.
Gamera's a menace.
Look at that fucking nerd in the background.
Fucking nerd.
Look at that science nerd.
Nerd. Fucking science nerd. I hope Gamera crushes him. Or gives him a wedgie. His teeth.
Can you imagine Gamera giving someone a wedgie?
But he's using it like with one of his long teeth. That's what he's giving him, the wedgie.
The underwear is caught up on the teeth. And like...
Yes. He just hangs nerds from his teeth by their underwear. I nearly made this bit take.
Almost got me again.
That's twice that he's almost on it.
And Gamera's just nodding behind you. Yep, I do, Marcy. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Everyone, stand back. Somebody's pushing out a truck going like this.
I must admit, I think this movie's too good for this show.
Yeah, it might be a bit too serious for
this. This is a To Be Fair movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is true.
Camera! Oh, look at
now. Listen, people.
Let's see these fuckers rip that. Let's see these fuckers rip that off. To be fair.
Yeah, let's see if we rip off somebody. Booby fair and booty fair, huh? Yeah. That's copyright. If you do, you can hear it right now. It's been copyright.
Exactly. If you do, we sue.
Yep.
But we're not bitter.
No, not at all.
Exactly.
We just prefer people not to copy us or to give us credit if you're going to. So we ask.
Exactly. Yes. Well, I mean, everyone's concerned that, you know, Gamera's destroying this nuclear power plant, but, you know, Gamera wants everyone to use solar power. He's a very environmentalist kaiju.
Wreck that shit.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
I would love to be in a giant, in a kaiju movie in the actual monster suit. It'd be so fun.
Oh my god, this is the ultimate beat. How many subscribers for the patrons for that outfit?
Oh, I will do this for free. This is the one I will do for free.
Look at his little feet.
Look at his little tail.
He's so cute, destroying everything.
He's like your dog, Freddy, Marcy.
He is. He
destroys
so
everything. Destroys everything, but is so cute doing it.
He's so cute and adorable, you can't be angry at him.
You need to dress Freddy up in the Gamera outfit.
I really need to get a dog Gamera outfit, because Freddy would look
like the size of that. Look at the size of that radio in his hand. Oh, mind you, that's not a radio, that's a phone from the 80s.
that's his portable rotary phone sex toy.
Oh, beat me to it. Beat me to it.
High five.
Wait, too sweet.
Too sweet, yeah.
Too sweet.
Yeah, see, we taught Bean how to too sweet.
Yes.
Oh, you could do the, Wait, what's the,
Oh, wait. Scissors. They're the acclaimed scissors.
What's the, scissors? What's the Rip'em one from, No Holds it's, Barred?
Oh, yeah. Rip'em.
Rip'em.
Or something. Rip'em.
Yeah.
Yeah, scissors. Scissors is the new too sweet.
Oh my gosh!
Bead
look
like
at this
scissoring.
I mean, look at this fucking.
Oh my god! This is scientist Colonel Sanders, Japanese nerd.
Almost looks like
he legit looks like Colonel Sanders.
It is.
Oh my god! That's a reference to fried chicken right there. We haven't had one for ages.
Yes, that's a fried chicken reference. Woo!
All we needed was someone to look like Colonel Sanders.
He wants to see. That's okay. That's the plot of this movie. He wants to capture Gamera because he's going to deep fry him and feed everybody in Japan.
Yeah, he's going to say like it's actually fried chicken when it's really Kentucky Fried Gamera.
I want some Kentucky Fried Gamera right now, actually.
Why would you want to eat something so adorable?
It does taste like chicken.
Yes.
You know what does kind of taste like chicken?
What's
you know what tastes like fish chicken?
What's that?
Crocodile.
Oh, really?
Mm. It's like this awesome, like, blend of chicken and fish. But then you kind of feel bad because crocodiles are cool animals. But then again, I eat animals because I'm awful.
Well, to be fair, Marcy.
To be fair.
Crocodiles are cool until they start eating you.
Yeah, exactly. Then I had to eat it first.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, poor Pee-wee doesn't want Pee-wee to get shot or something. I don't know. Oh, shit. Colonel Sanders is going to save the day.
Exactly.
We will cook Gamera in 11 herbs and spices.
Poor Gamera.
Excuse me, sir. Do I have a saucepan on top of my head?
Yes, sir. You do.
Excuse me, sir, how come I'm wearing a cap at night?
Why is that funny?
Because he's wearing a cap at night for no reason.
I don't know. That's just his fashion sense.
Indeed.
Bede, can you confirm or deny, have you ever worn a cap at night?
Depends on where I'm at.
See?
Like, if I got out during the day wearing a hat and then didn't come home till late at night, that's fine. But if I'm, like, going out at night and then putting on a cap, then that's just weird. I put on a beanie instead.
I see. But you got to keep your...
I've worn caps during this show at night.
Too right. That's very true. Also, people, if you want some 2B Tuesdays merchandise, look up the 2B Tuesdays podcast on Redbubble and go support us and wear the merch. And I don't know if any of the other imposters have 2B Tuesdays merch.
We need to make a shirt that says the OG.
Mm-hmm. The OG. Da-na-na-na-na. Oh. I was thinking of the OC. Actually...
Well, okay, I'm reading up trivia on this film, and there's actually a good an interesting reason why Gamera's a friend to all children.
Because he's not an arsehole.
Because they're delicious.
He was actually the mortal enemy of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes. Exactly. Well, according to trivia, it says here, Gamera's role as a guardian of children came from director Noriaki Uasa's own traumatic experiences growing up as a child during World War II. He mentioned that all adults... let me read more. He mentioned that all adults and teachers he knew would constantly implant to him the importance of nationalism and Imperial Japanese ambitions, only to abandon it all after Japan's defeat. He recounted the story of how a teacher of his switched from being an outspoken nationalist into an advocating communist. Yuasa had also been a child actor, and the behavior he witnessed from them led him to develop that disapproval of actors in general. These sentiments were carried over into the making of Gamera, which Yuasa conceived as the only entity children could have faith in.
Kind of
so sad. Basically, this Gamera was created because adults are complete assholes that children should not rely on at all.
Yeah, as we can see from this movie. I mean, Gamera's done nothing wrong and they want to kill the poor bastard, and the little kid's the only one that can see that.
Yeah, and also it's the military and scientists and stuff who want to kill him.
See, this is the very reason why there are all these conspiracy theories. Like, them damn scientists don't know anything about nothing. I don't want to do this or that. And you not taking my guns. And you ain't getting no abortions. And you better not wear a mask.
All these scientists with their masks are afraid of the kaiju coming with Gamera's a friend to the children.
First of all, there ain't no giant kaijus. It's all fake. It's only man in suits. Oh, wait a minute. It actually is. Never mind what I'm saying.
I apologize, Gamera.
But look at Kid Gamera. Why would you want to destroy him for?
Because he's delicious.
I like how Gamera just did that wave. It's like, yeah, I'm good.
It's like, I've been frozen for 10,000 years. What do you think you're going to do to me?
Exactly.
You know what they
should
have done?
Gave me a little frostbite, but I'm okay, folks. It's me, I'm Gamera.
You know what they should have done? Gamera's,
What's that?
Gamera coming out of the ice should have been like, at last, after 10,000 years, I'm free!
I'm free!
Yes!
We could have called him Gamera Repulsa. I'm so disappointed.
See, even though we have a bit of a loose thread from this film to Romeo and Juliet, but we could easily tie it back to Titanic 2, since that movie was set in the Arctic.
Yes, yes.
So basically, this all happened after the events of Titanic 2.
That's probably why they wanted to go and investigate that area, because they heard there was a giant Gamera, and they thought, I want to have sex with that turtle.
Ew!
It's a sexy beast.
What are you talking about?
Oh, wait a minute. That's on camera. That's on camera. That's Mitch McConnell. Because he's a sexy turtle!
Mitch McConnell can suck my ass.
Look at his teeth.
He's got the cute little teeth.
See, this is why Gabra reminds me of your dog, Freddy Marcy, because every time Freddy shows off his teeth, it reminds me of Gabra.
I know, he looks so cute because his, like, lips get stuck, and then he shows his teeth. Stop blowing up, Gabra!
You fucking assholes.
Batch really wants to eat that turtle.
No, it's me. Not me, it's the Colonel Sanders guy.
That really sad.
Poor Gamera, this is not fair. I don't like this movie anymore. Wake up, Gamera, this is not fair.
See, this is where Gamera, who at this point is being a friend to all children, she'd be like, I'm a friend to all children, but fuck the adults. I'm going to eat you all.
I think Gamera needed to go to Neverland with Peter Pan. Could have just eaten Captain Hook and all the pirates and be done with it.
Exactly.
Aww.
Quick, get more pictures of that Gamera, not Spider-Man.
Oh, he's gonna retreat into his shell.
Oh, wow.
Is he gonna be stuck on his back?
I'm stuck on my back. I'm gonna go on my shell. Then I'm gonna flip myself over.
The saddest thing is when a turtle is stuck on its back and it can't move.
See, that's how you defeat Gamera, is just push him on his back.
Yeah, but he's got rockets inside his shell, bro.
I've got pyro in my shell.
And it's coming out from both ends, so not only is the pyro coming out of his mouth, it's coming out of his ass as well, and other orifices.
It's all the orifices. Gamera stole the whole pyro budget for WWE for the year. Bloody hell.
Hey, look, everyone, it's a UFG, an unidentified flying Gamera.
It's identified if it's Gamera.
That is true.
It's an IFG, identified flying Gamera.
Yes. Whee!
The Gamera's like, peace out, bitches, bye.
That's what you get for shooting me.
Yeah.
I'm out.
What bastards.
I don't like you guys, I'm off the Tromaville.
Yes, he stopped over in Tromaville. He drank He drank some of the toxic waste.
Here, sir, have a steak instead of a fried Gamera.
I'm gonna go hang out with Kabuki Man and Toxic Avenger.
Sounds like a good time to
exactly.
me. Oh, ad! And we are over halfway through this movie, and we are at 41:31.
See, this is one of the things I love about, you know, the original, like, kaiju movies from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They're very short, because this is less than 80 minutes, this movie.
Yeah, it's 78 minutes long.
Mm.
And it's good, because you can just, like, binge them all, because they're not all that long. And maybe that's she said.
Sign up to HelloFresh, and we'll be able to give you fried Gamera for free extra.
No. I don't want to eat Gamera.
It's okay that you can cook Gamera in like 20 minutes.
All right, and we are back.
It's Gamera pizza.
Gamera! We are back at 41:35, and that newspaper actually does say it was UFO. Grandpa! Is that Gamera?
Grandpa? It's all fake news!
There ain't no such thing as a kaiju!
All those kaijus out there, they want you to take a vaccine for radiation, which is all fake!
I mean, why don't you go to Chernobyl and find out how fake radiation is?
I will! Tell me there is.
Let's go to Chernobyl! And while we're there, we'll go meet up with that sexy Vladimir Putin!
He's
the real freedom fighter!
Comrade, you don't say anything bad about me, okay? I am not a dictator. I don't invade the countries.
I know Putin personally, and he's a dickhead!
That's probably the best thing you've ever said on this show, Craven.
Got mercy with that one.
Hey, Gamera's gone around the world pretty quickly. He's gone over New York. He's gone over the Great Wall of China.
I had to stop myself from spitting that drink out. That's three almost spit takes already.
But we haven't done a full-on spit take.
What episode was it? Because all I distinctly remember was like you going, "It's all over the floor."
Oh, that was The Visitor.
That's right.
I'm sniping both of you tonight.
You are. And if you want to see our former spit takes, you can check them out on either our Patreon or video previews that we put up on YouTube by looking up
exactly.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast or the Super Network. I'm doing a lot of self-promotion exactly. today.
But not the other 2B Tuesday podcast. Fuck them.
No, don't look at theirs. Theirs are stupid. I'm just saying. The original and the best. You want to know about 2B, you come to us.
Exactly. We're the podcast, as you would say, Batch. We're often duplicated, but never replicated.
We are the best. We are the OG. We are the 2B trio of awesomeness.
Exactly. We are the 2B hood of justice.
Yeah, if we need to become the 2B hood of justice, we will.
We will. Scissors.
Now, based on this map, I think Gabra's going to Australia.
Is he going to come visit us?
Yes.
Gamera.
You guys are fucked.
Excuse me, Gamera likes me because I'm an asshole. You can see him right there next to me. He's nodding. He's happy.
Yeah. Yes. He agrees with you, Marcy.
He's like, yeah, boy.
I'll take off my cap whenever I feel like it.
I'm like, why does Gamera want to help the kids when this kid's a little shit? I mean, at least the one he helped isn't much of a shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So the kid's just a little turd.
Exactly.
I miss Gamera. My life's always better when he's around.
Exactly.
Gamera.
But he's on around the world in 80 days trip at the moment.
You can't really buy stones, just pick them up off the ground.
Exactly.
Unless you want to get those fancy stones for your garden.
All the ones that look like turtles.
Mm. Why does her like sweater have nipples on it?
I didn't see that. I have to see it again.
I did not notice, and now I feel sad. Was that a booby fair moment? I don't know.
No. They weren't real booby fairs. Booby but it was fair. Just like, wait, what?
Booby fair.
You don't want an imitation booby fair moment. Like, a booby fair has to be pure.
Mm-hmm. Very pure.
It's all right. It's all right, son. I mean, Gamera's gone off to the farm, so...
Oh, no.
We'll get you a new Gamera.
We should find the most movies, like, the movies that have the most nudity on Tubi and just have a whole booby fair month.
Starting with episode 69.
I think episode 69 will have that all covered. Because it'll have more boobs, and we won't say what the movie is... It'll have more boobs in it than every movie that we've done for this show so far.
That's the hint for the patrons.
Yes.
Yes, if you can guess what the movie is, thumbs up from me.
Exactly.
Mm. It's going to be a sexy good time.
See, Gamera's just going around destroying all these nuclear factories because
he's fucking pissed off because of everything that's going on. He's like, you don't need nuclear power. You're not Mr.
Exactly.
Burns.
Exactly.
See, do you know what?
Those...
Australia yes. actually really needs Gamera because he's all for like renewable energies and he can just shove
exactly.
it up the ass of the fucking Liberal Party and the fucking
yes.
Nationals and all the other bullshit dumb cunt parties.
Yes.
Just saying. And in Australia, the Liberal Party is the Conservative Party. It's kind of confusing, but just deal with it.
Is this the part of the podcast where we just talk about politics for like 10 minutes? It happens every episode.
We're very political on this podcast. And
it even happened last episode with Lloyd. I popped so hard to myself.
Well, knowing Lloyd, it was going to get political. We know that.
Exactly.
So I was just getting pissed off because, you know, I want our planet to be healthy.
Yes.
I'm one of those stinking hippies. I don't smell because I actually bathe myself.
Exactly.
But I care about the planet, but I still eat animals because I'm weird.
Oh, look, it's the...
And you smoke a lot of weed.
I smell shit ton of weed.
Look, it's the 60s version of a podcast.
Points for beat on that one.
We have the same microphone. Oh shit, is Gamera...
As you can see from...
Sorry, I keep cutting you off. It's my turn now.
As you can see from this... As you can see from this archival footage from 10 years ago, this is all Gamera's fault.
This was the damage caused by Godzilla. This is fake news, bro.
That ship almost hit that other ship. It's Gamera's fault.
He pretty much does have a Yeti mic.
He does. What's his podcast called, I wonder?
Tubi Tuesday.
It's called Serial Kaiju.
Serial Kaiju. Fucking hell.
On tonight's episode of Serial Kaiju, we're going to be talking about the murderous rampage of Rodan.
Rodan? I think he should talk about the cuteness of Mothra, but then B, our friend B, might get angry.
That is true. Damn it, I don't know why everyone's not doing what I tell you. I need pictures of Spider-Man, not Gamera.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, he needs pictures of Japanese Spider-Man.
There we go.
Plus, he really needs those 11 herbs and spices.
Exactly.
Is this supposed to be like the United Nations or something? I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's the United Nations coming together to find out how they can eradicate Gamera.
You don't eradicate Gamera. You make Gamera the president of the Earth.
We'll send King Kong after him. Exactly.
If Gamera was in charge of the planet, aliens would actually visit and not be scared of how ridiculous humans are. See?
Think and they'd be like, oh, look at the...
They'd be like, oh, look how cute.
Meanwhile, at this model...
Meanwhile, in my swimming pool in my backyard...
And that also obvious, matte painting in the background.
That's totally not a matte painting. You can't see the folds in that.
Meanwhile, at the Thunderbirds mansion.
Thunderbirds are go!
Wee!
Couldn't they have filmed a real plane taking off instead of a fake one?
See, this was the 60s. This was the 60s. They couldn't afford that back then.
I'm sure they could have just gone to the airport with a camera. I said camera, not Gamera. Gamera.
They need a Gamera camera.
Yes. Gamera camera.
Gamera camera. All right.
According to trivia, the Gamera suit was largely made out of plastic with latex serving as reinforcement. At over 60 kilograms in weight, it was so heavy and hard to move in that the actor had to recruit weightlifters to wear it. None of them were able to last more than a day of filming, which meant members of the filmmaking staff had to take turns wearing the suit. So Gamera's played by multiple actors.
Because the suit was so heavy.
It was me, Louis Lassa. I was Gamera in this movie. There's no truth. That's fake news. I was Gamera in the whole movie.
I believe
my wife Louise. I had to get away from us. I had to pretend to be Gamera in a movie, in a giant turtle in a movie in Japan.
It makes sense.
Is that my ex-husband, Louis Lassa?
Oh, Louise, you're fun. I'm not allowed to have any fun anymore. You show up everywhere.
Well, first of all, Lewis, you haven't been calling me on my giant rotary phone or sending my care package of bread wine every month, though. And this is the only way I'm able to talk to you is whenever you pop in on this show.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get in the Amorous suit, and you're going to be a giant. We're going to make a movie of me versus you and giant kaiju.
Well, we can do that. It'll be called Kaiju versus Lassa. It'll be a big smash hit, but everyone knows I'm gonna win because no kaiju is a stand against me because all I have to do is yell stuff like, "What's the matter with you?" And then the kaiju dies.
He just stepped
I'm
on
gonna friends. Get I'm gonna get Craven to hit him with a trank dart.
Did somebody say Craven? Where is
no, that? No, they didn't.
I'm gonna go look for him. Oh, okay. Well, I might as well keep looking for him anyway.
Do this, Lewis.
Craven. Just, would you like to knock down some buildings with me? I'm gonna find you, Craven.
He just vanished like a ninja.
Well, I better go after him. I'll see you all later. Bye.
Meanwhile,
quick, shake the camera!
Meanwhile, Gamera is just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah,
he's at
Gamera's at fuck this shit o'clock.
I was about to say, Gamera is at fuck this shit o'clock. See, this is what happens when you actually piss off a turtle.
So Gamera's not even shooting fire out of his mouth so he can destroy things. He's just got really, really bad heartburn.
Is he in Paris? Is that the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah. What's I thought I'd been in Paris for a while.
Wee wee. He's gone from pee-wee to wee-wee.
He really wanted some croissants.
Let me just push this over.
See, why would you piss off a giant turtle when you could be its best friend?
I'm going to be a friend to all children by knocking down and killing buildings and killing everyone.
As one does.
I mean, you know what? I'm surprised Gamera wasn't actually he who walks behind the rose in Children of the Corn, because he's a friend to all the children who killed all the adults in the town. See?
Well, that is true.
Mm.
Maybe he is.
I reckon he is. I mean, it ties back to the galactic interdimensional turtle from It, the book, which I've never read.
Oh, those people are on fire!
Oh my god.
They got destroyed.
It's so dark.
Ad.
I like how an ad just pops out during the destruction.
It's a quick ad. We're at 55:16.
The movie's like, oh my gosh, people dying. Anyways, go buy some products at eBay.
Back to the movie.
Let's go look up Gamera on eBay. Gamera.
I don't know how I feel about this, because Gamera's meant to be a friend to all children, but he is murdering people left and right.
Yeah, but he's only murdering adults. Adults are evil.
Not all of them. I mean, we're adults on this show. We're not evil.
We're not. And Gamera hasn't attacked us, has he? No.
Yet. The key word here is yet, Marcy.
Yeah, but Gamera never will. Okay, there is this Gamera figure, and it's like $579. That's a lot of money for a Gamera.
It better be 500 feet tall to cost that much.
I don't think it is. I wonder what the Wish version of Gamera looks like.
I'm too scared.
He's a frog.
He's known as Frogra.
Jesus.
I don't know what's going on.
Meanwhile, the convention for fucking nerds.
It's Bede's favorite convention. He loves fucking the nerds. I mean, what?
Yeah. You would melt down at the nerd convention, Bede. Just like, nerd.
There'd be like a mass wedgie massacre.
That should be the name of the new Tubi original movie. Mass wedgie massacre.
We're gonna go pitch that to Tubi.
I'm gonna go pitch it right now.
if Tubi doesn't accept it, we'll go to the asylum.
So apparently what they're trying to say is Gamera needs nourishment, and that's why he's doing all this. I'm not 100% sure. I'm trying to work it out. I'm too distracted by Colonel Sanders from Japan.
So basically, Gamera is hangry throughout this whole film.
Why do you think Colonel Sanders is after him? He wants Gamera to endorse the fried chicken. He would be the best mascot for KFC. Like, you thought the best endorsement for KFC was in Night Killer, but it's actually if Gamera was your spokesperson. Bede just spilt his drink without a spit take. You thought I wouldn't notice. I did. Oh, Gamera's having a swim.
I'm going to get blamed for all this, aren't I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking in slow motion, around surrounded by fire.
See, now
look at me.
Sorry. Go.
You go.
No, I was going to say, it makes sense. It makes sense why Gamera moves so slowly, because that suit was 60 kilos.
Yes.
It was very heavy. Sometimes I had to get Kraven in the suit because he was a bodybuilder.
Had to get him out of the Savage Land. I was too busy hanging with King Kong.
The problem is, after Kraven was done with the suit, it smelled like wildebeest.
Bloody hell. Look at Gamera, he's just like, I'm dancing.
Allegedly.
Rotary phone. Like
Rotary phone.
Rotary phone.
Bede, how do you dial a rotary phone? We haven't done this for a while.
Jump in a wire.
Yeah. Well, what you need to do is
hold up. How do you dial a massive, giant-sized rotary phone?
Well, first of all, you got to get Gamera to get his... you got to get his tail and stick it into the hole. And then you got to turn it around counterclockwise.
I'm a little...
Is that when Gamera spins around really, really fast to turn the actual...
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, my new toy train set's arrived.
I like the caboose.
I'm going to be an idiot and go on this train. Going to Gamera.
I mean, how else are you going to get to Gamera? Gamera. Gamera.
I'm busy.
Listen, kid, I'm busy with my train set. Leave me alone.
I want a Gamera.
That's going to be the new movie.
I want to be on the train. Leave me alone.
I want Gamera to ride my train. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, and the kid died.
He had one day left till retirement, people. One.
This wasn't my fault. The kid was already dead when I got here.
Oh, he's not dead.
Oh,
damn it.
I think he had 2 days left to retirement.
I would have popped 4D if the movie killed the kid.
This isn't Assault on Precinct 13. Or Hell of the Living Dead or whatever the fuck movies have killed kids.
Yes.
We don't condone child murder. We think it's horrible.
Except for Lucio Fulci.
Do we? Do we really?
I mean...
We've had kids die on this show.
Yeah, but we didn't
I'm pretty sure we
it.
Have.
Well, Hell of the Living Dead.
I mean...
we just mock it.
We just mock it, exactly.
I mean, the kids are usually just very freaky.
That is
or
true.
Or they just shoot their mother in the back.
Or terrible. That's why I'm saying, like, do we really condone it?
Yeah, but, you know, the kids are really cool when they're actually, like, cream-pieing the teachers. If you want to know what that joke is, listen to our episode on the Tubi original film, Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood.
I will say this on a future movie that I'll do for this show, whether it is my next pick or not, I haven't decided yet, but it will definitely be a future episode. There is a kid character in it that I think everyone would want to watch die a horrible, horrible death.
It's such a shame that movie is not Burial Ground, because that has probably the creepiest, weirdest 26-year-old, 12-year-old kid who wants to suck his mummy's boobies ever. And if you want to read all about it, check Bede's Bad Movie Tweet-a-thon at supermarcy.com.
Exactly.
So what you're saying was the kid was a hard Canadian 25.
He was a hard Canadian 60.
Anyways, back to this movie.
Anyway, so we're watching a movie called Gamera, the Giant Monster. And
yes.
Apparently they want Gamera to be the spokesperson for KFC.
Mm. Yes.
That's the plot of this movie, I'm pretty sure.
Get your official Gamera popcorn chicken bowls at KFC.
Yes.
Should I imagine they'd be like Poplars or whatever it was called from like Futurama?
Yes.
The bowl actually is Gamera's shell.
Gamera!
Gamera's pretty big. We're going to need a lot of herbs and spices on him.
You're going to need a massive deep fryer.
They're going to need 22 herbs and spices. That was a lame joke.
They're going to need at least 200,000 grams of 200,000 tons of herbs and spices on him.
Okay, so this Pee-wee is the worst.
Yes. It's not the kid's name, but that's what he calls his pet turtle.
Yeah, but we're calling him Pee-wee because we don't know any better.
Yeah, well, his name's Toshiro in the movie, but we'll just call him Pee-wee.
He's Pee-wee.
He's a Pee-wee. He's very Pee-wee compared to Gabra.
He's very Pee-wee.
I lost our kid. Has anyone seen him?
I know the parents aren't very good. He's just fucking ill.
He puts the pee in Pee-wee.
I feel really bad for hilarious. Gamera. Sorry.
See, Gamera should like piss all over everyone.
I would love to see Pamera. Gamera. Gamera.
Gamera.
Gamera. Gamera. Hey, piss fire on everyone.
Hey, guys, I haven't done this for a while. You guys want to hear a really bad joke?
No.
Oh, God.
What do you call a giant kaiju with big boobs?
What?
Pamera?
Gamera Anderson.
That was awful.
Can we fire him again?
Yeah. I thought my jokes were bad.
Somebody's laughing out there somewhere.
This dude in the middle here looks like the Japanese version of my dad.
He does.
It's freaking me out.
He's the Japanese Ron Swanson.
He is.
Slash J. Jonah Jameson.
Slash my dad.
I don't want fried Gamera, I want bacon.
Could have Gamera with a bacon. Side of bacon.
Actually, that's one of my favorite things.
He's a toy!
Look how small they are!
Clearly toys! I couldn't film a real boat.
Tremendous.
Nope. This is what I love about kaiju films. The models and everything. Like the cities, like the boats, cars, everything. It's so charming.
It is. They had their own way of movie making. Why is Pee-wee sleeping on the job?
Oh shit, I'm on a boat.
I'm on the wrong boat.
Is this Tugboat from WWF?
Yes.
Tugboat versus Gabra.
Imagine you think your big break is coming in wrestling and they're like, oh, so your wrestling name is Tugboat.
Gamera versus the Shockmaster.
Can Gamera also wear a glittery Stormtrooper helmet?
Okay, guys, start shooting things because we can't see a damn thing because this movie's so murky.
Now they're going to set Gamera on fire. They really want to cook him. I don't
Who's
like this.
Whose bright idea was to shoot this movie in black and white?
Where's the day for night
shots? See, this is why this is the first and only Gamera film, according to the trivia, that was shot in black and white. So all the other ones after this film were shot in color.
Yeah, by this point, black and white was well on the way out.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I might as well keep going.
Are they trying to feed him? I would have moved. I'm so confused.
I think they're trying to lead him away.
But look at him. He wants to swim. He just wants to be loved.
I mean, I want to destroy buildings and kill people, but I just want to have love.
Wouldn't it be really awkward if you're like a giant kaiju destroying the city and suddenly you popped a massive boner? I just killed Bede.
I'm sure a movie exists where it happened.
Yeah, it's called Romeo and Juliet with the penis monster.
Bede's gone.
A 50-foot tall dick.
I need to make a porno. Bonezilla. Bonezilla, a 50-foot dick.
Bonezilla. Sorry, I snorted.
To be fair, I've snorted like 50 times in this episode.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Bonezilla, attack of the 50-foot penis. Coming soon.
Let's pitch it to Lloyd.
Coming soon. I think we need to.
This thing would remind me of that scene in Shazam. The kids like going, don't come here, Gamera. Don't come here. And Gamera's all the way over there thinking, what? What are you saying? I can't hear you.
Gamera's breathing fire. He's pissed. But he's so
excited. He's just got bad heartburn.
I know. I wish I could just breathe fire when I had heartburn to get rid of it.
Luckily, Freddy can't breathe fire because that would be hilarious.
Can you imagine?
Gamera's so
knowing Freddy,
cute.
He'll go out. Knowing Freddy, he'll go out the wrong end.
Oh no. Well, his farts are pretty lethal.
All right, I better get going.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Gamera.
I'm going to France again.
Needs more croissants.
I'm going to go off to be the long lost Ninja Turtle brother.
Billy.
Billy.
Haven't you heard of the great Renaissance artist Billy? Jesus.
Yes.
Speaking of Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, no, you go.
I was going to say, speaking of Ninja Turtles, who's everyone's favorite Ninja Turtle?
Raphael.
Michelangelo, duh.
Michelangelo. Again, too sweet, batch.
Too sweet, bitch.
I want to see, like, a spin-off movie where Gamera and Michelangelo just go on a buddy road trip.
They totally fucking should.
I could just see, like, Michelangelo on top of Gamera's shell as they're flying through the air.
That'd be the best. We should make that.
Let's go get pizza, bruh.
Party on, dude.
Party on.
I mean, Michelangelo is a party dude.
He smokes a lot of weed.
Sorry, and before I cut you off, what were you going to say, Bede?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh. I thought it was important to talk about Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, well, for a second there, I thought that was Orson Welles just a second ago.
No, he was saving his performance for the Transformers movie.
That Gamera, I'm Orson Welles, and this is a bad Orson Welles impression.
It's better than your Vincent Price / Alan Rickman.
Hello, did somebody say Vincent Price / Alan Rickman?
Yes.
Was that
I'm
your
just
Kevin
going to be here.
Was that your Kevin Spacey Orson Welles?
Yes. Ew. Oh no, it's raining.
It's raining.
I don't like it. It's raining, Gamera. Hallelujah.
It's raining, Kaiju. Yeah.
We could see more if this movie wasn't filmed in black and white.
Now we know why. This was the only one in black and white.
Guys, can you see anything? I can't see anything.
He's very upset. He wants Gamera,
are you out there? I can't see you through the murkiness of this movie.
He's like, if you're out there, Gamera, I'm going to find you. No, you won't.
Alright, granted, this movie may be murky and hard to see, but at least it's not as bad as Alien vs. Predator Requiem.
It's all up in final episode of Game of Thrones in this bitch.
Yes. And then a volcano just explodes, erupts for no apparent
reason. I'm surprised Daenerys Targaryen wasn't riding Gamera just to set everything on fire.
That'd be amazing.
Pee-wee's gonna ride Gamera.
Yes.
Oh my god, they could do the ending like the Neverending Story with the
That'd be hilarious.
That'd be the best. Actually, we should remake the Neverending Story with Gamera as Falcor.
Yes.
That was the best subtitle we all just missed. That's it, Gamera's coming.
Ew.
Well now, Gamera, how's that 50-foot penis?
Well, Gamera showed us his O-face before.
I mean, Gamera is just pretty much doing his sex face next to me right here.
I'm coming.
I came.
And then everyone's
Gamera,
that was ectoplasm.
Poor Gamera, even at over 1,000 feet tall, he's still a free-second kaiju.
It's not his fault he doesn't get laid that often. I mean, the best he can do is just to hump the side of the cliff.
It was a very sexy hill.
I called it Louise.
There was a lot of bumps. Two of those mountains looked like boobs. And I couldn't
just
help
like it. Just like Louise.
First of all, hello everyone, it's Louise Lasser again. Of course, you know, Gamera would of course be very, very turned up on my boobs, because if anyone's seen my classic movie Blood Rage, I do show my cleavage a lot in that movie.
And it looks like two mountains.
Indeed. So I better go start showing them off to Craven so he can come and sleep in my bed tonight. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
It's a bit disturbing.
Now, Lewis, how much tranquilizer do you want me to hit Louise with?
Enough!
Meanwhile, there's Colonel Sanders again. I swear, that is the same, like, wig from Ninja Terminator, from Sergeant Kabuki Man, just all done up nicely. That wig gets around a lot in this phase of 2B Tuesday podcast.
The best 2B Tuesdays podcast.
So are they just going to nuke him?
They might as well. They've done everything else. I mean, if they just wanted to defeat that... I mean, if they want to defeat Gamera, just throw him on his back. He won't be able to move.
Just throw him on his back. Excuse me. He retreats into his shell and has Pyro to get him up.
Look at his little legs.
Look
They're
how
like walking
cute
like
he is. Gamera is so adorable. I want him as my pet turtle.
Oh, look at little Gamera. He's sorry for all he did. Let's get him a present.
Let's just get him a present. If he wants something to fuck, we'll get him something to fuck. He deserves it.
Gamera's turned on by fire.
Gamera fucks.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that.
That's the shirt. That's the
Gamera
shirt.
Gamera fucks.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that Gamera and Mothra became an item after this movie.
Well, now. What are they doing to him? This is cruel. I don't like this.
I think they're putting him in like a giant, like big giant sort of container thing and zapping him.
I don't like this. This is not fair. They're mean to Gamera.
Oh, poor Gamera. He just wanted to be a friend for all children.
He didn't do anything wrong, Gamera. This is bullshit.
Oh, they said they're... I think they're going to send him off into space.
This is terrible.
It's a rocket ship.
It's a penis-shaped rocket ship.
from Wild Secrets.
It is. I don't like this.
Oh, Gamera's
Why would they do that to Gamera? This is bullshit. I don't like this movie anymore. Fuck you, movie.
It's okay. I'm going into space. You know, I'm going to go on a little adventure because I'm Gamera.
Exactly.
What they don't know, you know what? Gamera can survive in space.
See, Gamera's going to be like, you know what? You human beings suck. I'm going off to space and find other space children to be friends with.
They've sent him to Mars. This is terrible.
See, this is why they had to make sequels, because they'd be like, yeah, we fucked up here. We shouldn't have sent Gamera to space. We need him to come back.
What they didn't realize was Gamera was the hero of the movie, and they're the assholes.
Exactly, exactly.
Fucking nerds sending Gamera into space.
Fucking nerds. Fucking nerds.
I'm so gonna wedgie all of them for this.
They need more than a wedgie. They need an atomic wedgie.
I hate to say this, Doctor, but you're an asshole!
You're a cocksucker!
Yeah, goodbye, Gamera. He's being rocketed to Mars.
Well, maybe they sent Gamera off for his own good so he wouldn't destroy the planet accidentally.
Yeah, but he didn't mean to. They were all just bastards.
And that's the end of the movie. The end.
And that's the end of that chapter.
Indeed.
That was Gamera.
Woo!
That was Gamera. Coming up next, Gamera, Guardian of the Universe. But we're not watching that right now.
Indeed. Gamera comes back and he's pissed.
Yes.
And that's the end of that movie.
Indeed, our Patreon poll pick for June. So
yes. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the OG, the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the best that there is, except no imitations. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in this week. We hope you enjoyed the episode and put up with our weird shenanigans, and please tune back in for next week, episode 68, the episode that's going to warm us up for episode 69, and it will be Batch's pick next week.
Woo!
So
yeah,
y'all aren't ready for what I'm going to pick next week.
We should be scared. I am scared. I'm freaking out, but that's beside the point. But yes, thank you, everybody. Thank you for all the love and support you have given us over these past 2 years or so. We will be coming up on the 2-year anniversary next month, which will be very exciting Indeed. For us all. And you can find the 2B Tuesdays podcast at our base of operations at supermarcy.com. And you can always check us out on your social medias. On the Facebook, you can find us at the Super Network, and you can find the Super Network Facebook group there as well. And you can find us on Twitter at SM_Super Network. And just check the 2B Tuesdays link tree, which is linktr.ee/the2BTuesdays podcast. And of course, as mentioned previously, you can just Google the 2B Tuesdays podcast. You can find us on YouTube and on all your podcast players. So please subscribe, give us some feedback. We love to hear it. We want to give you a shout out, all the good stuff. And if you want to find me and say hello, I am always available on the Twitter at SuperMarcy. And you can find me on Letterboxd, where I keep up to date with a list of everything we watch on the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And you can find me there at Letterboxd/Super_Marcy. Bede, what about you?
If people were to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine, especially throughout. And also, you can find me on Letterboxd at letterboxd.com. And sorry, letterboxd.com/BedeJamine. And follow me at both places throughout June, because I'll be doing June Sploitation throughout June again this year. So keep a lookout for all of my thoughts and opinions on all the films I'm watching from my June Sploitation list this year. And also, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
Excellent. And yes, you can see what I'm up to for June Sploitation also. And shout out to F This Movie for their 10th year of doing June Sploitation or something like that. And Batch, where can people check you out if they so desire to?
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, where Mark Trevelli and I recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. You can also find me on Avenging Tales every Friday or so when it's released on the Pop4D network, so just search Pop4D in all your podcast feeds for all Avenging Tales.
Excellent. Once again, thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye.
See everyone. Bye.
Ciao.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.